This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, I'm Nathan from the DBCC, and I'm here with Lynn today. I'm just going to be asking Lynn a few questions to hopefully get an insight into how she's got such great results, if she's had any difficulties, as I'm sure there's literally thousands of people who will find this interview very interesting and beneficial to listen to. So Lynn, please introduce yourself, and how long have you been at the DBCC?
Hello, I'm Lynn, and I've been coming to DBCC for almost 2 years.
Awesome, and what results have you achieved over that time, Lynn?
Well, I'm thrilled with my results. I've lost 7% body fat, and I would say I've gone down at least a dress size, and everything just feels so much tighter.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. And I mean, 7% is a massive achievement. Lynn's body fat is currently very, very low for a female, which is awesome, and she's done very well to get to this point. What were your struggles with weight loss, if you had any before the DBCC, Lynn?
I had always reached almost like a set level. It didn't seem to matter what I did. I couldn't seem to get past a certain weight or a certain size.
Uh-huh.
And also for me, part of the reason why I came to DBCC was fitness and being a lady of a certain age. I found that when I was in the supermarket, you know, if I went down, bend down to the lowest shelf, I couldn't get back up again. My legs, I couldn't get, it sounds ridiculous, but I could not straighten my legs. I'd have to sort of pull myself up the shelves.
Okay, so fitness has been a big part of it for you as well.
Yeah, which has been brilliant.
Okay, so that's awesome. And your fitness has obviously improved because you now squat with a very considerably a good weight. Have you had you ever tried to lose weight before? And what kind of methods were you using before when you were trying to lose weight?
I was really bad. I did the starvation diet, you know, just not eat anything and just sort of exist on nervous energy. I did the, years ago, I did the kind of the low-fat diet I did. And I have done exercise where I would do running or cycling. I didn't go very far with the running. I used to just run to the loo. That was about it. So I tried lots of things, really. And as I say, I just reached like a level that I couldn't seem to get past.
I like it almost like a plateau.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And when you were losing weight before, was it using nutrition and exercise, or was it always one or the other?
If I'm honest, it was probably one or the other,
mm-hmm.
although I like to convince myself that I was probably doing both, but if I'm really honest, I wasn't.
Okay.
Because I would eat a packet of, you know, packet of biscuits and go, oh, well, I've worked out, so...
Okay,
or not quite a packet, but, you know.
I can understand that. I can understand that. And with the diets, what other diets had you done before, and did you find that the weight came back on quite quickly, or what were your experiences with those diets?
I just couldn't keep them up. I just couldn't, I could manage it for a week or maybe 2 weeks, and then I would just fall back into old habits.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved pasta and all that kind of stuff. And so, yes, it would just creep back on. Mm-hmm. It would just come back on. And I suppose that was the thing. I just got to this plateau all the time.
And I suppose you were looking for something that was more sustainable than a diet.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So, and what does your lifestyle look like now compared to before you started with the DBCC?
I sleep better. I just have more energy and I have more strength. And I don't mean necessarily, you know, like big strength. I find I don't get backaches when I'm walking. If I go for a walk, I used to get back lower back pain
mm-hmm.
after a while. And just overall, I feel so much better.
Good.
So, and I feel better about myself because I think I look better. So
your confidence has improved as well as a result of training here?
Yes.
Excellent. And how has the DBCC helped you?
Oh, in so many ways. It's been the camaraderie amongst everybody, and everybody helps each other. And I've made friends, but the support from the trainers is huge, and that makes such a difference. And it doesn't really feel like working out. That sounds really strange. But I enjoy it, and I look forward to coming.
Good. I'm glad you enjoy it and look forward to it. Do you have any specific tips with either nutrition or exercise that you'd like to share with anybody who is listening and is actively trying to lose weight currently?
I wish I could think of something really witty to say. I suppose my thing is, when I used to get cravings, if you work out or you do some kind of exercise, that sort of helps. But if all else fails, when you cannot stop thinking about it, I used to go and clean my teeth.
Okay. That's an interesting one.
Well, because of the mintiness in your mouth, then you forget about, and you certainly don't want chocolate or you know, anything sweet after you've had mint in your mouth. So clean my teeth, that's what I do. And it's healthy, it's good for you.
Yeah, it is, yeah. I'll have to try that one. I've never tried that one myself, Lynn. Have you got any final words?
Have I got any final words? I am not one who, for doing sort of endorsements and things, because I feel a lot of the time people think they're a bit, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? You can't quite believe it, but I really feel I've enjoyed DBCC so much, and that's why I keep coming. Originally, I thought I was just going to get myself sort of fit, and I really enjoy it. So, I mean, I just come now because I enjoy it too.
Good. We enjoy having you here as well, Lynn.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I hope if you're listening to this interview that you found it helpful. I'd like to thank you for your time, Lynn. And I hope you have a very good evening.
And you.
This is Nathan from the DBCC in Milton Keynes. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. Head over to thedbcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.